It's time for the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 117 of the Taking Notes Podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
Julian Robichaud's pages.
Yeah, you're not an Esquire this week.
No, I'm not. I've given up that lifestyle.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Didn't fit me.
And now you're what again? X pages what?
Well, my last name ends with an X, and so I think that slides really nicely into X pages, so I can just add pages on the end of Robichaud.
You are quite clever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And maybe if you ever want to extend your last name, right, you could probably use something like the X Pages Extensibility API to do that, right?
Why, as a matter of fact, Bruce, I could.
So who and what did we talk about today on the podcast?
We got to speak with Philippe Riand and Jim Quill, who are both IBM people who have been working very, very hard on this thing that's new in 8.5.2 for X Pages called the Extensibility API. And, you know, really everything else I could tell you about that should be, I hope, covered in the rest of the podcast. But we're going to talk about what the Extensibility API is, how you can use it, why this kind of changes your life as an X Pages developer, especially if you're a business partner who wants to write and distribute custom controls. And in fact, there's even some really good mention of OpenNTF in there too, because IBM is contributing quite a bit of code and samples and things like that to OpenNTF to really get you jump started on this stuff.
Right. And that's going to be the channel. I think you'll hear, I think Phil say that we asked the question, and I don't want to go too much into it, but, you know, how do we as developers, you know, provide feedback on what to add, you know, what to change, all that kind of stuff within these controls that they're going to be putting up there? And Phil tells you exactly that OpenNTF is going to be the place to do just that. So without any further ado, Julian, let's listen to Philippe Riand, Jim Quill, you and me.
Here we go. Okay. Well, today we are going to talk about the X Pages Extensibility API, which is something that's going to be brand new in Notes 8.5.2, which you might already have, depending on when you're listening to the podcast. It's coming out at the end of August. And with Bruce and I, we have Jim Quill. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Bruce. Hi, Julian. Hello, Julian. Sorry.
That's fine. You can say hi to both of us. Now, Jim, go ahead and give us your title or what you do at IBM.
Okay, I'm a software developer in the X Pages runtime team based in the IBM lab in Dublin.
Okay.
I'm here. I've been with IBM for 2 years, and I'm new to the whole Lotus Notes and Domino world, and I'm really enjoying being part of it. Previously to that, I was 13 years with Oracle.
Oh, wow. Okay, great. And we also have Philippe Riand. Hello, Philippe.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, good morning. And can you go ahead and tell our listeners who you are and what you do?
Sure. So I'm Philippe Riand. I'm the architect for X Pages. I have been working on Notes and Domino for now 3 years. And prior to that, I was working on Lotus Component Designer. And prior to that, I was working for a trial group as the CTO of the company.
Wow. Okay. Well, Philippe, I think I'm going to start off with you, if that's okay. Our first question is just the general, what is the X Pages Extensibility API question? So could you tell our listeners what exactly this Extensibility API thing is?
Certainly. So when you start Domino Designer and you start to edit an X page, you can see that you have a palette of controls. And those controls are what we call native controls. They come out of the box with the product. Of course, you can increase the palette using composite controls or custom controls. But what we're doing, starting with 8.5.2, is that we are exposing the native API so you can contribute to the palette with native controls. So that gives you the maximum flexibility when you're writing those controls. You have a total control of what is happening in the runtime, and particularly with the JSF lifecycle. So you might know already that XPages is based on top of JSF, Java Server Faces. And XPages is adding some extra capability to JSF. So this is exactly what we are exposing, plus the extension points, so you can contribute your work to Domino Designer and the runtime.
Excellent. Well, now, I guess in terms of this being sort of an evolution of XPages, you know, how important is this in the sense of giving developers new functionality? Is this just you know, kind of a small step up, or is this kind of revolutionary if you're an XPages developer?
Well, to me, it's a revolutionary step, because this allows IBM, this allows the XPages team, but also customers and business partners to contribute to Designer. So we hope that by using this API, we'll see a kind of a market of new controls coming in. And for example, people were complaining about some controls missing in XPages 8.5 or 8.5.1. Like, let's take a typical one, the name picker. So we saw a couple of attempts of getting name pickers on OpenNTF, but there were custom controls, and you know, they weren't complete enough or weren't generic enough to fulfill all the needs. With now the XPages extension library, people will be able to create such a name picker, put it on OpenNTF, or sell it if they want to make a business with that, and have this, you know, having all the capabilities you expect from such a control, having this control generic enough to fulfill all the needs. And more than that, those controls won't have to be part of the NSF, part of your applications, but they can be deployed as kind of a global library that you install on the Domino server or on your Nodes client, which means that you don't have to install a copy of those controls in every NSF. So we really believe that we'll see a new market coming in thanks to this XPages extensibility API.
Well, is IBM already using this with some of the new 8.5.2 components and pieces and parts?
That's a very good question. And yes, you might have seen already some blog post from Nathan Freeman talking about an extension library. So we are working ourselves on an open source project containing a brand new set of controls based on this API. And we're going to release that as an open source project on OpenNTF.
Okay, Jim, I'm going to throw the next question that Julian and I have for you, and that's, how does someone get started with the extensibility API?
Okay, I guess the first thing somebody will need will be the new Designer 8.5.2 release. It supports the extensibility API. And I guess the second prerequisite is to know some Java, because these are Java controls and will require you to be able to develop in Java. And then in addition, some understanding of JSF would provide a good background and help you speed your development with the extensibility API. It's not completely necessary, because I think there's a lot of information and articles starting to be created to help you and hold your hands through this. But they were the basic things to get started. What we are putting together right now is on the XPages App Dev Wiki is a whole area devoted to the extensibility API, and there we've got articles that really take you from the start about, you know, what you need to install, how do you install your development environment, what you need to do to get ready, and then really taking you how do you start off by creating a very basic Java control using the extensibility APIs to create and modify a simple button or input control.
Okay, so Jim, now you were saying that this is something that requires Designer 8.5.2. So we can actually do all of the development for these in Domino Designer, or do we need Eclipse as well?
No, you've got everything you need in Domino Designer.
Okay, great. Yep. So you know, I guess in terms of getting started with this, is this something where, you know, Philippe mentioned that it's kind of NSF independent. So you know, and how does this stuff get kind of deployed once you've built your control?
Okay, I guess the easiest place, let's say, to get started would be to build your control actually in the NSF, and that's a good starting place because really to get started, you really just create your new Java class that extends a UI component base, which is a JSF class that helps you get going with components and pretty much does 99% of the work you need for components. You just have to add the properties that you're interested in. And then after that is written, there's just a configuration file that needs to be created that lets designer know about your components, so that when that's created, designer, when you go to, you can add that control into your page, and designer will know about the name of that control and what properties it has, and let you configure it. And then when it comes to let's say the third step in creating control then is rendering it, and you can either write your render code inside the component so that, you know, each component can actually do its own rendering, or you can actually add just a new class that will you know, emit the HTML for your control, and you can add that to the whatever render kit is available by modifying the faces config, which is just another JSF configuration file, and really those kind of 3-4 steps are all it takes to get going and building your component. And we've got a couple of articles on the AppDev wiki website that will help you to get through that and get going. Get going. You'll see how easy it is and how you can get going really quickly. And once you've got to that stage, it's really up to your own imagination in what you want to do, because in terms of the component and the back end work, it's all Java. So that'll you can, as you learn Java, that can get as complex as you like. And then when it comes to the render and displaying the HTML, you can leverage your JavaScript and CSS skills and HTML skills right there to really create really nice new components and interfaces. Now again, I said that this is all done inside the NSF, so you can ship your component in the NSF and it'll run. But if you want to get the kind of sort of true power of flexibility, you want to deploy it as a library, so you can create. Again, those component and the render, you can create them outside of the NSF. Again, you can use Designer to do that, and you can. I think this is maybe where you need Eclipse to come in, is where you want to create a, where you can take your code and create a feature and a plugin. And that will allow you to take your feature and plugin, install it in your Domino server, and have that component available and shared, and available to all applications that have been built with it. And then, in addition, because your new controls are features and plugins, they can be distributed. They everything you build to work on Domino server will also work on the Notes client, and to facilitate getting your control out to multiple Notes clients, the extensibility API and how all that works is integrated with the widget catalog, so that you can take your plugin, register it with the widget catalog, and then when you're running your application on the Notes client, you'll download the NSF from Domino server. It's running and needs a particular component that's not available on your Notes client. That will trigger a request to get the new functionality, the new component from the widget catalog. Ask you to install it, and then after you restart your client, you've got those new plugins on your client, and you can run and work with your application. So it makes the whole development and deployment really, really simple.
Jim, you talked about the extension library. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? Go into a little bit more detail?
I think Phil would be the best person to talk about the extension library.
Okay. Phil.
Yeah. So I started to mention it earlier. So we are working on a library of controls, a new library of controls that we want to put as open source on OpenNTF, and providing a brand new set of controls that are that people are requesting for us almost since the beginning of XPages. And the good thing about this extension library is that it's based on top of the extensibility API, and we're going to release the entire source code for the library. So that will really show to people how the extensibility API is working and what kind of capability you can get out of this extensibility API. So a very quick overview of the extension library. It will contain new controls like the name picker that I spoke about earlier, which will be completely pluggable, so you can provide your own UI or even your own data sources for the pickers. The ability to display dialogues inside your page, so their famous Dojo dialogue, except that here we are handling properly the JSF lifecycle, so it's completely integrated inside XPages, and a lot of new stuff that I will let you discover when the library will be out on OpenNTF.
Is this something that's supposed to be kind of a set of samples, or is it more of a framework for developing your own extensions?
I would say that it will be both, because our idea is to put that on OpenNTF as soon as possible. So as long as you have 8.5.2, you will be able to run those extra controls within your application. But then our plan is to get them back from OpenNTF and put them into the product. So it's a way for us also to give you access to code and to functionality earlier than just waiting for the next major release of Nodes and Domino.
Now, is there going to be any kind of migration involved with going from 8.5.1 to 8.5.2 as far as the extensions and the extensibility library goes, or is it something you just sort of drop into place with 8.5.2?
No, you drop that into place in 8.5.2 and it works. And it wasn't part of 8.5.1 and it won't run on 8.5.1 because we put in 8.5.2 all the other framework for enabling this extension API and extension library. So there won't be any migration path. Just put it into your Domino server, your Nodes client, and it works.
Okay. Now, is that for XPages server applications as well as XPages client applications?
Correct. Because in 8.5.2, we implemented OSGI, which is the framework that the Nodes client is based on top of. So now it's also part of the Domino server, which means that the exact same code deployed the exact same way can run on both the client and the server. And this is what is used by the XPages API.
I believe that, Phil, you mentioned something earlier about, or Jim, on the IBM Lotus Wikis about some examples. I guess the next question is going to be, do you plan to do any workshops, maybe either on the web or, you know, classroom training on how to develop things using the extensibility APIs?
We haven't planned workshops right now. But we're planning to release documentation, and we are planning to release samples of the XPages extension library. I know that, for example, we're going to provide a new sample on Tuesday that will show you how you can create a custom control, the thing you know in Domino Designer, and move it to a native control and continue to use it the way you were using it before. That will be on OpenNTF next Tuesday. So this is what we're going to do, continuously provide new samples and provide enablement material for the developers.
Yeah, I think one of the things we're currently working on is the API documentation for the XPages framework. So I think there was over 1,200 classes in the XPages framework, and we've identified about over 400 that we're documenting, and we're almost finished completing doing that. So at least there will be a base level of documentation for the components and classes that you'll need to work with. While they give you the detail of what each API takes as parameters, what it returns, and in general, some extra information about what it's supposed to do, and give you some background about it. That we're also working then again on a set of enablement material to go with that. That will give you really the context of how to use everything, and a lot of those are beyond the App Dev Wiki, and they will be step by step, really hand holding articles to guide you through the whole process of getting started, getting going, and then. Once you kind of get that far, it's just really the limit of your imagination with what you can do.
And just to clarify, when you say documentation, are you talking about some documentation that's bundled with Designer or Java Docs or something on the wiki, or how does that going to work?
It'll be on the wiki, so it'll be Java Docs for the APIs, and then it'll be a set of wiki articles, kind of fairly long and in-depth wiki articles. Describing how to create simple controls, how to extend UI controls, and expanding that for how to write your own client-side actions, server-side actions, data sources, and just lots more that's on the way.
Just kind of a tiny technical point. When you mentioned the widget provisioning before, And then Philippe kind of came back and said that this is you're using OSGI for the distribution of the components, especially on the client side, which ties right into that widget concept. Do you know if it's going to require a Notes client restart when you have a new control provision to you?
Yes, it'll require a Notes client restart.
Okay. I was just curious because I know that, kind of being a sidebar person myself at times, that's one of the things I've always run into is that when I get a new sidebar or when I distribute a new sidebar component to someone or a new plugin, then that usually requires a restart. I just wanted to clarify that. Not that that's good or bad, just asking.
I have a question, if that's okay. Obviously, XPages has been something new and exciting in the 8.5 world for a while now. So my question is, I'm not gonna specifically talk about things like Project Vulcan and stuff like that. But how is, I guess, the things we've talked about today in XPages and the extensibility API part of the overall IBM software strategy? And to follow up with that, will you guys continue to support in the future? Right. Yeah. XPages, the extensibility API, et cetera. Is this the new road that every Domino developer, Notes developer should travel down?
That for sure, yes. To your last question, XPages is really the new road for Notes and Domino developers, particularly now because we want most of our applications to be rendered on the web and soon or even already on mobile devices. And the XPages technology will really allow you to do that easily, I would say. So yes, this is the road. And part of the IBM overall strategy, XPages is really the development strategy for Notes and Domino right now. And we're going to support that in the future, that for sure. The work that we did with the extensibility API, the work we're doing with the extension library that we're going to put on OpenNTF, which is, by the way, brand new in IBM, which means that we don't let you wait for the next release of the product, but we give you some code that will be in the next release, as open source, which is brand new. Really, all of that show that we are fully committed to the technology.
Well, with the extensibility API, is it at a point right now where it is kind of feature complete and ready to go, or is it more of the introductory framework and you still have these other directions that you're planning on going with it?
When you release an API, it's never complete because you always want more. What we did with the XPages extension API is the XPages extension library is we kind of validated the XPages extensibility API to ensure that we have enough that is made public so you can write a brand new set of controls with a wide range of capability. So that was one of the objectives of this library internally. So now we're sure that with 8.5.2, we can do that. I mean, we have everything in place to do that, and this is proved out by the extension library. But again, we know that there are new things that we'll want to expose in the future. So now everything we're doing inside the XPGs runtime is done with this extensibility in mind, which means that in the future, in 8.5.3, in 9.0, you'll see new APIs, you'll see new extension points being published. And that will help you really write new controls and new behaviors to the XPGs runtime.
Okay, and I guess kind of moving forward, as people like me and Bruce see, opportunities for enhancements for the extensibility API and XPages and things like that, what's the best way for us to mention those enhancements to you? Is there a place where we can leave requests for improvement or anything like that?
So you have their regular channels for that, like the different forums. So we continue to communicate with forums. The other place will be OpenNTF, because the extension library will be on OpenNTF. So then you'll be able to put some requirements on OpenNTF. And even you'll be able to participate and to give your own, to give some code back to this project. So the two places, regular channels, forums, and OpenNTF.
Phil, you mentioned that on Tuesday. Next week, I think that's, I don't know the exact date, we'd see something on OpenNTF. What specifically are we going to see? Are we going to see the set of controls that that you've worked on with Group? Is that what we're going to see?
No, not yet.
Ah.
What you're going to see there is an example of a new sample using the XPGs extension library. But the set of controls that we are working on right now will come probably, and I can't commit on a real date, but I think will come probably in September, when we'll be sure that it's robust enough so you can start using it, reliably. Mm-hmm.
I have one more question. It's kind of a really open-ended question, and that is, from your perspective in the development labs and, being the XPages architect, what kinds of things... I know, obviously, you're seeing things that maybe people are building. What kinds of things did you envision that people would build that you're not seeing developed yet?
Wow. a lot of different things. So, for sure, different controls that we never thought about and that will really help you create application, faster. That for sure. I'm also thinking that people can stop to write kind of server-side services, because nowadays, when you talk about web applications, they're not only pages being rendered by a server and rendering HTML, but there are HTML connecting back to services and getting the data, which needs some parts to be done on the client and parts to be done on the server. On the server, you need to write some services. On the client, you need to write some services consumers. And I believe people can start to write things in this area that we haven't touched a lot so far. And the XPGs extensibility API provides you ways to do that.
Yeah, and I think on OpenNTF right now, there actually already is a project that deals with, OSGI-based Java server tasks, I think. And,
yes.
And I think there's also one, actually, pretty sure there's already an extensibility API sample that deals with maybe like monitoring memory usage of X pages or something. I should have checked that before I said it, but I'm pretty sure there is.
No, there are. In fact, the second one I uploaded it, this is the X pages toolbox, which contains a provider, and we wanted also to merge that with Medusa. We have some work to do here, and I would like also now to base this application on top of the XPages extension library as well, because we have some nice new controls that will really benefit this application. So this is one thing. The second thing that you saw is a kind of an OSGI task-like framework that you can put on your Domino server. And this is one of the directions I would like the Domino team to take, which is writing more and more code in Java, and particularly deploy this code on top of OSGI, because that gives you a lot new capability, particularly when you're doing server-side tasks. So this might be a direction that we'll take in the future for the Domino product. Right now, we put that on OpenNTF as an add-in that you put on your server.
All right. Wow. We definitely covered a lot of ground in the last, I don't know, 30 plus minutes. Jim, is there anything specifically you want to add to the discussion about the XPages extensibility API?
I guess just to let people know about the IBM App Dev Wiki, the Lotus Notes and Domino Application Development Wiki, where they can find a lot of good information how to get started with this extensibility API very quickly and start creating their own components and really seeing the power of this stuff.
And where is that?
That is on www-10lotus.com, ldd/ddwiki.nsf.
Okay.
I think, Bruce, that you can put a link just below the podcast.
Yeah, I think we can, and we will. Okay, Phil, how about yourself? Anything that you wanted to throw in that we didn't cover in the discussion today?
No, I think we, as you said, we really covered a lot already. The only thing I want to mention, I'm very proud of the team and what we did here. And for now, 2 years, I think we're really making a revolution in the way we're doing development in Domino and the way we are interacting with you guys, with our partners, and with the customers. And the fact that now we release an API, the fact that we put more and more stuff as open source, I think is really great. And shows the evolution of the development inside the Domino team.
Yeah, I totally agree. I remember sitting down with you 2 years ago at Lotusphere having a discussion. I guess it was somewhat related to the XPages extensibility API, and my mind just exploded when you started rattling off all these things that were coming with XPages, and you were right. They came. So with that, I want to thank you both for joining us on the on episode 117 of the podcast. And we really appreciate the fine work, as you said, Phil, that the team, the XPages development team, is doing and has done. So thank you, Jim.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks, Bruce. Thanks, Julian.
And thank you, Phil.
Thank you for hosting us.
All right. Julian, any parting words for our special guests? I guess not, Julian. I guess you're on mute.
Oh, my gosh. I guess I was. You're right, Bruce.
So I guess you didn't have really nice things to say about them.
No, it was all great. It was. I just said the most wonderful things that I can't remember what they were now.
Nice cover. All right. So I guess nothing, right, Julian?
I have nothing else. I think that absolutely covered all of my questions.
Yeah, and I want to thank Paul Hannon, who was able to lasso up Paul. I mean, was able to lasso up Phil and Jim for us today. Thanks. I know you guys are busy, and we appreciate the time you've taken to speak to us about the XPages extensibility API. So thanks again, guys.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.